We started in about 2010 to bring things from across the province to build this center of excellence here, so everything was in one spot. But we've also had investment from the province in WCVM and in the Global Institute for Food Security. So there's not another place in the world that I know of where you've got a vet college where you've got complete genome sequencing, 17,000K complete genome of animals at the Omics Center, which we now have funded. That information we can bring out here. We know the genomics of those calves. We know their performance. We put that on forage that people are studying. We have engineers studying the forage moisture content on it. Those calves then go to our feedlot. We know what the feed trials are. Those calves then go and get slaughtered, and they go to the food center at the university. That complete cycle is now in place. So that allows us now to be able to complete the whole cycle, and for the industry now to be able to take what's learned from there and go to maybe the Global Institute for Food Security, who can do 500,000 samples a year for the industry, and know what 256K, the $50 sample, of the 17,000K that matter. And so we've taken information we've learned from the dairy sector, the hog sector, and the plant sector. The goal now is to be able to know what genetic markers. So you want better udders, you want calmer calves, you want better feet, you want animals that are shorter days from birth to plate. We can custom make that for a parkland animal, for an animal on short grass, and really allow the industry to flourish and to use less resources, shorter days to market, and all of those things. And it's all right here, and it's all because of investments from the province and the people of Saskatchewan. And I think that return on investment is going to be huge, both environmentally and actually dollar-wise.
A lot of the grains have had their genome sequenced. Where are we at in the process for the beef cattle genome? Are we, you know, halfway through? Or are we just starting? Where are we in that process?
We're probably halfway through. We know there's about 17,000K genetics on an animal. Wheat is, of course, Curtis Pozniak. Dr. Pozniak was the one that did the first genome sequencing of wheat. But the tools that we've learned there are directly applicable to here. The one thing we don't have in the beef sector, like we do have in the plant sector, maybe in the dairy sector, is if you ask me, better udders, calmer calves, which gene is that? Which marker is that? I don't know. This is going to allow us to do that. So then you come along and say, this animal to be the most efficient that it can for Bart's work, I need you to develop that. Someday in the future, we'll be able to say, okay, that marker, this marker, and it may be from different breeds. I'll grant you that. The industry is very breed specific, but you might be able to take something from a Simmental, a little bit from a Limmel, some from a Hereford, and put them together and say, this is the perfect animal for this parkland environment, or for short grass. And that's the goal, is to get, and we know we can do it. We know we can do it because we have that, done it in dairy, we've done it in hogs, we've done it in wheat, we've done it in other things. We haven't done it in the beef sector. And the tools now that the province has invested allow us to do it here in the Omics lab, and now this Beef Repotech equipment is going to allow us to do that. So this is a huge investment. This is a big day for Saskatchewan.
So halfway there, what kind of a timeline are we looking at to cross the finish line?
In the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to see a huge difference in the beef sector. Can you imagine going from 400 days to 380 days birth to plate? Can you imagine the significance of that? At $3 a day per animal, just start doing the numbers on 2.5 million animals in Western Canada alone. The return on investment is huge here, and this is a great day for us and for Saskatchewan. So.
And that's the big thing for farmers, is the return on investment.
And it is for industry. Think of the resources you're not going to use, the greenhouse gases, the water, the feed, not just the days to market and the cost saving to the producer, but the environmental impact. And cattle are something that produce a protein that we can't. They take marginal land, they take grass that we can't eat, turn it into a high-quality protein that we can't. And so cattle can't go anywhere. You can't farm a lot of the land that the cattle are on, right? 80% of their feed over their lifetime is stuff people can't eat, right?